The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be re-hosted, re-uploaded, re-shared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy. Okay, hair done. I'm wearing a warm sweater, sensible shoes, jeans. Shit. Where is it? I hid it right behind the dresser. Fuck. I hope he didn't find it. That would be so bad. Oh, just a minute. I'm almost ready. I need to make myself look good for you. Jesus, this is so weird. All this time, he locks me up, chains me to the bed, and now he wants to take a walk with me through the woods? Doesn't make any sense. But I've been preparing for something like this. Oh, there it is. It just fell behind the dresser. Thank God. Okay, one more look. I'm coming now, Master. Sorry to make you wait. I just wanted to be dressed properly. Even if you do decide to tear the clothes off me, I still need to look my best, right? I'm glad you agree. So, where do you want to go? Sounds good to me. Beautiful out here tonight. I'm glad you decided to do this. I really miss just being outside. No, I'm not complaining. Things are very comfortable in your lair. I have everything I could ever want. I mean, I wouldn't mind having unrestricted access to the internet, but... Sorry. I get it. You need to trust me first, and I need to earn that trust. Maybe after a year or two, you'll feel comfortable with letting me move around more freely. Run away? Me? To where? And why? The town sold me, remember? I don't have any money, and I'm willing to bet that my father canceled all my applications to colleges. They might even have faked my death. My God, are you still on that? You scared me with the way you just prowled out of the woods at me, and you just took me, you know? You didn't exactly try to get to know me, did you? You just tore my clothes off and ravished me on the cold, hard ground. Anyway, that's not the point. I needed time to get used to you and to find out how lucky I was. The material things in life are less important to me than what we have now. We have something special, unique. I know sometimes you think of me as just another girl from town, but I'm going to prove to you that I'm so much more. Then you'll really appreciate me. So, what are we actually doing out here? Still not gonna tell me? Fine. But I can try to guess. You don't seem upset, so we're not out here so you can give me some kind of special punishment. And you haven't really hinted that I deserve any kind of reward either. I wonder. Could this be something important to you, maybe? Something mating related? Oh, now you have that smirk on your face. You love holding things like this over my head, don't you? I know, I know. Part of being a good little pet is to follow her master's whims without questioning. But I'm such a curious pet, and you like that. You get irritated, sure, but you know if I ask you a question, then I'll listen to the answers. I always pay careful attention to you. I'm a lot better at that now than I was before you took me in. Pain is a pretty effective teaching tool. Oh, wait. This is pretty close to where we met, isn't it? You're gonna chase me, aren't you? Is this like a sex game? Oh, I see. You're going to hunt me, and it's going to be something like a test? Fine. No. I really think that could be fun. I know exactly how to bring out the predator in you. Do I get a head start? Oh, so you're counting and everything. Better get going. And some luck, but I'm ready for you. That's far enough. I'll lean against this tree and then cross the stream to break my scent trail a little bit. Gotta keep you interested. Keep tracking me. I'm just a poor, stupid little pet. I never learn. I'm even repeating the same mistakes that I made the first night we met. How could someone so silly be dangerous? Ah! I heard that. You're getting sloppy. That's it. You know where I'm going. So you can get ahead of me and cut me off and ambush me. Just like last time. Except this time. I know exactly where you're going to be. Right where I want you. Shoes off. I can be very, very quiet. I'm smaller than you, and I can sneak up on you. And I can put this razor sharp, shining dagger right at your throat. Surprised? Don't you dare fucking move. You feel that? That blade is silver. It, hidden in the storage closet, locked away and wrapped up so tightly, like you were afraid of it. So, I'm guessing that there is at least some truth to the legends about beasts like you, right? This blade can hurt you. Did you think your pet was too stupid to outsmart you? You're so big and confident with your sharp teeth and claws. I'm not stupid. I'm not weak. And I know what I want and how to get it. So, we're going to have a little chat, and you're going to fucking listen to me and answer my questions. What the fuck is with this letter? I found it hidden under your pillow when I was cleaning. Yes, I read it. The town is already offering you more girls. I was supposed to have 10 years with you. At least. Were you already thinking of replacing me? After all I've done for you? After how I've learned to please you and be a good little mate for you? So, you're saying that the town needs more money, so they're offering you more girls? Is that it? Those fucking greedy, selfish, useless assholes. You're not gonna give them more money, are you? Wait. Let me rephrase that. There is no fucking way I am letting some little towny slut take my place. Do you understand me? Say it. Say I'm your only pet. And I'm your best pet. The best you've ever had. Say it. Good. Okay. Good. I know that you're a lot of things, but you're not a liar. If you have more needs that I can fill, find someone else who will share you with me. But you're not going to touch another girl unless I say so. I'll choose her, not the idiots who run that town. I'm fucking serious. Because you may have thought I was just a meek little pet. But if I can't have you, then I'll make sure no one can. But for now, tonight, I won our game, and I demand my prize. My freedom? What? Been paying attention? I have my freedom. I've chosen to be with you. To be your man. On your back now. Good. Good. You look so fucking strong like this. And look how hard you already are. All this fear has got you going, hasn't it? You've never had a woman on top. Well, not like this anyway. I'm going to get on your cock now. I can't wait to have it impale me again. But we have to be very careful, don't we? I wouldn't want to slip and impale you too by mistake. Hold still. Come on. You have to admit, it's better. Sure, then give me meek, but that doesn't mean I'm not strong. I might just be a little kitten compared to you, but even I have sharp fangs. You need a healthy mate, one who wants your claws
dig them in into my hips just then. I love seeing my blood run over your hands. I love marking you as you mark me. Yes, fuck. That's it. Slide me up and down. Just use my body.
Easy to get the upper hand on me and pin me after I've come so hard. I see you're angry. Good. Put those jaws right here. Throat. Because I will never let another girl steal you. I will die first. I will kill you first. I think you know that. So I guess the question is, do you love me and want me as much as I love and want you? You have me at your mercy, but you're not tearing me apart. I think I know why. And that monster cock of yours is getting hard again. I guess it takes a monster to love a monster.